Good morning, and welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta. I'm coming to you live from the wonderful country of Mexico, down on the Yucatan, and I'm very thrilled to be with you today. As you know, we are the Midtown Center, and yet we are all over town and all over the country and all over the world. Welcome wherever you are, wherever you're coming from. I am very grateful that you're here. I'm here to remind us that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, so am I, and so it is. Because we know you're the opportunity for life to be something unique and special and something not yet ever seen on the planet before. I know that we therefore then honor who you are and the path you are on, and the choices you have made, and the place that you find yourself in life, whatever names and descriptors or descriptions you put on that, whatever ethnicities, whatever groups, whatever families, whatever beliefs and belief systems you may be part of, we honor you and we welcome you because we know that those are all part of that one infinite power that is showing up as you. We know that you're wonderful, and that is wonderful, and so it is. So I want to remind you a little more of what we're about and who we teach. We teach oneness. We teach the idea that the very essence of life moving through you can be known by you and can also be shared with others. So to say a little more about what we believe, here are our Declaration of Principles, and they go like this. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life, the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all, and so it is. So this morning we have a treat for you. We are bringing to you a person who does very wonderful and powerful work in consciousness and with spirit. Practitioners are those people who are trained to use the ideas of this teaching, the universal spiritual ideas of this teaching, and to use them to bring great change and great power to life in their lives, and then have learned to do that for other people. And in that, they have demonstrated their ability, and they do this all the time for other folks. So we call them practitioners of religious science. And today we have one of those practitioners with us who will share with us some thoughts and words and a wonderful treatment. I give you Barbara Guillory. Welcome, Barbara. It's great to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. I am thrilled to be here. I appreciate your welcome to me, each and every one of you. I would like to start out by saying thank you for this opportunity for us to come together to connect. I would like to say happy Easter to each and every one of you. And today I want to talk to you about the story around Easter. I guess I would say stories in general. I'll share with you some of the stories I've had growing up. Stories in particular around the holidays. In this teaching, I've had to go back and look at those stories about myself. But it also came to me, we have these stories around the holidays, but we have stories in our lives. We have stories about our experiences. We have stories about our family. We have stories about schools. We have stories about the teaching. We have stories around us in life, about our friends, all the experiences that we have. So I want to ask the question, this is one of those inquiring mind questions. So I want to ask the question, is the story real to us, or is the story one that we're actually creating? I make reference to the story around the holidays. And growing up, there was the story about Christmas. There was this Santa Claus figure. There was all these toys. And of course, you look forward to participating in that story. But of course, you get older, and now there's this new story that's being created. You kind of find out that doesn't really exist. And it's your parents that's actually providing the gifts. So the question is, was the story about the experience of the gift, or was the story about the experience of the spirit of Christmas? There was the Tooth Fairy, another one of those wonderful holidays, you know, we look forward to. And of course, you put your tooth up under the pillow, and you know the fairy tooth is coming, and oh my God, you just can't wait to wake up because there's money under the pillow for you. And again, I want to ask the question, was the question about the experience of receiving the money, or was the story about the abundance around the idea of the Tooth Fairy? And today we're here gathered to celebrate Easter. So in celebrating Easter, the question for me, is the story about Easter in celebrating the Christ body, or is the story about Easter celebrating the Christ spirit? And again, these are just questions that I had in my personal experience in growing. And also, these questions transferred. There was Mother Teresa. So the stories we continue to tell about Mother Teresa. But the question again, is the story about the body of Mother Teresa, or is the story about the spirit of Mother Teresa? There's Gandhi. Is the story about the body of Gandhi that we continue to talk about, or is the story about the spirit of Gandhi? And of course, there are many, many, many others. There's Elvis, we continue to talk about. And of course, there's always Martin Luther King, JFK. In Martin Luther King, that happens to be a very present day story that we do continue. But again, the question is the story about the body of Martin Luther King, or is the story about the spirit of Martin Luther King? And in looking into the stories, I was able to find for myself the stories that I am having with myself were not always the best stories, but those were the stories that created my path. If the story is not correct, then I know the path will not be correct. But I'm encouraged that I can change that story. I'm encouraged because I am the creator of that story. This has been my experience. I found out I am the creator of that story. So I ask you today, the stories that you are telling yourself, are those stories about the experience in your body? Or is that story that you're telling, that you're sharing with everyone, about the experience that you're having in spirit? This would give you an indicator, an idea of where it is that you're having your earthly experience. Being that today is Easter, it is about peace. I would like that you join me in coming together to create an experience of peace for us here and now. And as we focus ourselves, we are made aware of the wonderful, beautiful, magnificent universe that is in of all things that have ever, ever, ever been created. That would include me, and me as a full expression of this wonderful, magnificent universe, of this substance, of this universe, of this idea of peace. I can know without a question, without a doubt, that I am a full expression of peace. And in knowing this full expression of peace, it is from the universe itself, from the idea of peace itself. That encourages me, that empowers me, that gives me the connection to the universe, that gives me the idea of having a direct connection with peace. And out of this wonderful, wonderful, beautiful connection with peace, I can offer you this experience of peace. I can offer you this expression of peace. It is absolutely magnificent, absolutely wonderful, absolutely empowering to know, as co-creator with the universe, as co-creator with spirit, as co-creator with the divine, as co-creator with the magnificent, I bring you this wonderful experience of peace. And it is in this knowing, it is in this moment that we can give this peace to any and all around us, to our family, to our friends, to the world, to all the people that may be facing challenges. We create the experience of peace around these challenges. And as we do so, we know that we are living in the spirit. It is this experience in spirit that we share the peace. It is this experience in spirit that we are connected. It is this experience in spirit we offer up this full expression of peace. And it is for this wonderful knowledge in and of itself I give thanks. And so it is.
I want to have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy, of love. This looking for certainty is really exhausting me. Perfect though I try to be, I've not been. Alone with my guilt and shame, afraid of more pain and blame. I know how to stay in the game, I can't win. Time to make myself a brand new. I wanna have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy, of love. So I choose to be set free, take responsibility, stand in vulnerability, speak my heart. To get love, I must give love, to belong, I must reach out, to find truth, I must be true, play my part. 'Cause owning my story and loving myself too are the bravest things I'll ever do. I wanna have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy, I'm worthy of love. I wanna have a wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where no matter what's done or left undone, I belong and I'm enough. A wholehearted life, a wholehearted life, where I'm worthy, I'm worthy of love.
Thank you, Barbara, for that moment of peace. Wonderful. I appreciate it so much. So two roads diverged in a yellow wood. I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked to where the path bent in the undergrowth, and then took the other as just as fair and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day, yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted it should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. The path less traveled by. That's our topic for today. That is our theme. That is our story. We spent last month looking at possibilities, infinite possibilities. We looked at all sorts of possibilities and how to live richly and fully within the power of those, and finding the spiritual practice to allow us to open to our possibilities. And now for this month, we step into a time of stepping out into the unknown, which is both exciting and terrifying. It is exciting because we are creators of newness within our very minds and consciousness and activities. And so we can step forward with ease and with excitement and looking forward to what newness we will create in our lives. Those of us who are adventurers find that often in travel. We find it in new studies, new books, new places, all kinds of newness. It's also a little frightening because when you step out into the darkness, you're not sure where your foot will land. Maybe on solid ground and maybe in the open air. But that's part of the fun. That's part of the joy. Philosopher in the last two centuries back now, Søren Kierkegaard, a Dutch philosopher and theologian and poet, said... He wrote a wonderful little short book called Purity in Heart Means to Will One Thing. And throughout, he talks about the one thing finally being and becoming even more than perhaps we were conscious of before diving into that book. That one thing being our choice, our path, the thing which vibrates and brings life inside of us that we would take forward into the world. And one of the things he says in several different ways throughout the book is that when it comes right down to it, the important thing is not who possesses the crowd, who gets the most strength in the temporal, you know, and gets all of the excitement and participates in where the crowd's going and what the crowd's doing. But he says that in a temporal sense has a great deal of strength and power and importance, and it certainly does. However, eternity, however, the power is wholly different. Holy and holy. Totally different. The power does not matter about who else is on the path. What matters is that we've chosen our path. In the old story from the mythologies of Britain, the story that the sending out of the Knights of the Round Table, when they went, they were sent to create a new path. Enter the woods, he told them, not through a path already there, but find a place where there is no path and create a new one. Others have talked about the idea that if you can see the path in front of you, then it's not yours because it must belong to someone else because it's already a path that's lying there. See, because the path is not determined by anything on the outside. The path less traveled is the path of your own purpose, your own desire, your own excitement about what, where, and how you choose to live, about what you love and how you love and what what directions it will take you. Like the Dr. Seuss book, the many paths you will take, the places you will see, the things you will do. And even though that path may look just like a lot of others, it's not. It's yours because it's the one you're growing into and the one you're choosing and the one you're taking. It can be as simple as which way to turn to go to the store or which store to go to, or as profound as your life career and your choices. How many of us in our lives go through a period where we're living out other choices by other people, or choices our families had for us, or career ideas that someone imposed upon you and you took on even because you thought this would please or this would be the thing to do, and yet your heart and soul was not in it. How many stories are there on television of people finding their right path, their path less traveled, the one that really works for them, giving up this for that and going that way? It really is the way to go. It really is the way to be. And it's simple and it's profound. Now, this is Easter, the celebration of the resurrection of Christ. It is one of the biggest holidays, it is the biggest holiday here in Mexico. It has been a wild and crazy week here in the beach area. People are all out of school and out of work job. I mean, they're on vacation, and it's just been quite a celebration this week. And today is the culmination of that with the Easter celebrations and the Easter Sunday. And it's like, if you think about the real story, and I love the way that Barbara started that, it's not a story about a physical thing necessarily. It is a story about new beginnings. It goes back thousands of years, this particular time and date and celebration, way before Christ, way before what we know of as Western religion, religious versions of this, and into that idea of new birth, the rebirth, the emergence of a newness, emergence in a new path. And it was kind of always a surprise, you know, the whole story of Easter. The disciples in that story did not know there was going to be a resurrection. All they knew was their great leader and the one they had followed and the path they had chosen to that point had come to an end. And it was sad. And it was alone and it was lonely. And that sadness and loneliness really laid the foundation and opened the door for the newness that burst forth on Easter Sunday morning. Because on Easter Sunday, what happened had never been witnessed or experienced before. And so they had no reference, no point of reference. It was a new entry into a new world and a new place to be. And that newness was rich, and that newness was exciting. And what we know the real message and story of Jesus to be all about, oneness with the infinite, that I and the Father are one. The work I came to fulfill the law, not to destroy the law. And all of those kinds of messages are all about what Jesus was and could do and could be as an example for us of who and what we can be and can do. It was not the great exception. It was the great example. Only begotten means only begotten because it always comes from God. So the God within us, the God that is us, the God that moves through us, is the only begotten Father for each and every one of us. And we are the sons and daughters. We are the offspring. We are the individuations of life taking shape and form. Which is why we say all it wants and all it asks is the opportunity to appear. And you get to appear in your newness and walk a path that you haven't walked before. None of us have ever lived in a post-COVID world before. None of us have ever lived at a time when we could be together across thousands of miles and talk to each other and hear each other and share ideas with each other. This is all new. You know, when radio first came on the scene, Yogananda did a talk on the radio, one of his first ones, and in that he talked about the idea that the radio is the really powerful first expression of oneness and unity. Because in the physical world, we had figured out how to do what we already were doing and knew about in the spiritual world, which is to be connected, which is to live fully and richly and freely. And now we've taken that to all kinds of new levels where we're bouncing things off of satellites and being in touch with each other and instantaneously almost can communicate with any place on the planet and places far outside the planet where there's something out there with him to communicate. So the newness, the oneness, I and the Father are one. See, that whole thing about the law, we talk a lot in this teaching about spiritual law and how it works and the idea that of cause and effect is all about the cause being in here and in here and effect being the outward expression. The cause is my belief system, my thoughts, my ideas, my feelings, what I think about, what I focus my attention on, and the effect is how that shows up in my world. You've noticed, simplest to me, one of the simplest things about cause and effect is you think about a kind of vehicle you want. I really been thinking that red convertible was really cool and fine. And the next thing you know, you're seeing red convertibles everywhere. Now, they may have already been there, or you may be attracting them into your experience. It doesn't matter. What matters is they're there and you're seeing them. That outward effect is the result of the cause. If you're not thinking a lot about red convertibles, you might not even notice them. Except maybe to be annoyed at them if they don't drive the way you think they should. Who knows? You know, and the other thing this day has been about and traditionally talked about so much is a day of forgiveness. And forgiveness has been centralized and focused. What we know now and what we believe now, and in this teaching at least, is that forgiveness is not something God does or spirit does. It doesn't forgive you. You don't need forgiving in the eyes of the spirit because it only sees you as perfect, whole, and complete. It doesn't see you as anything else. So for us, when you step into that newness, when you decide, I want to live by my own path, then we begin to see other people as living by theirs, and there's nothing to forgive. There's only what things to notice and to recognize. Because think about it. What if you really, really, really believed in your heart of hearts what we teach? And that is that every individual is an expression of the power of the infinite. an expression of the life of God being something in particular. And that power is a power that's infinite in its knowledge. It's infinite in its power. It's infinite in its presence. So it's everywhere present all the time. If I really knew that and believed that every moment of the day, I think my world would be much more about what I'm about, where I'm going, and what life is doing, and very little about who needs forgiveness, myself included. Because when you know you're part of an eternal process, an eternal being, one incident of behavior has very little meaning to us. And we forgive it. We forgive it. We give it forth in return for the infinite spirit and power and givingness to us of life itself. It's a really rich and powerful way to think about this. You know, Ernest Holmes had some things to say about it. He talked about the givingness of spirit to us. He said that, "I know that limitation and fear do not exist in God's kingdom. Light of the spirit within me dissolves every obstruction in my path. Everything unlike the perfect nature disappears. My entire thought, will, and imagination are saturated with divine presence, which forever proclaims, 'Behold, I make all things new.'" That's what this day is about. Behold, the spirit, the life, the livingness within us makes all things new. So when we talk about the spirit, the kingdom of God, we're talking about the kingdom of consciousness, the kingdom of the awareness of the infinite within us, coming to us, through us, always. And that kingdom that is always present and always there. So there is no fear. There is no lack of limitation. You say, "Yeah, Bob, right. You don't know my kingdom." And I'll tell you the same thing. You don't know mine, because not every day for me is that. I don't live fully in the kingdom all the time. I don't live in that conscious awareness all the time. Sometimes I can get caught in my fears. Sometimes I can get caught in my concerns. Sometimes I can turn away from the great power within me and fall into a belief in my lack and limitation, and fall into a belief that I can't, or I shouldn't, or I wouldn't. So what has to happen with that is I have to do the forgiveness. But the forgiveness is just giving forth the nonsense, giving forth, getting rid of it, giving forth the limited idea, the thing that would hold me back, the way that I would be held back and held down in some sort of situation, or at least the imagined way. And as soon as I give it forth, I find freedom. I find redemption. I am redeemed back into the awareness of the infinite within me, back into the awareness of God as me, back into the awareness of love. Because that's the purpose of the whole thing. It's all about starting in love, living in love, returning to love when we lose it, or when we think we've lost it, returning to a life of being wholehearted, as the song said, and fully engaged and fully participating. This living from the inside out has some very interesting things that represent that path less taken. It's a path less taken to live from the here and the now, and to live from the inside out. So many of humans of us live from the outside in. We look at all the circumstances around us, make our judgments based on that, and live accordingly. As opposed to look at the insides. Look at what's happening inside of me. Look at what the truth is. I believe, I feel, I think, I know. What is my path? What do I believe in? What is truth for me? And then living outwardly from there, regardless of what the rest of the world says, regardless of what you are, what you're doing. and letting the what you are take that forth and take it forward. That's a not so well trodden path among the human race. There's that path that believes in good, really believes in the good of life that we are and that is available in every person. Do you believe people are good at their core, at their essence? The founders of the United States believe that people are basically inherently good, and if left alone and not managed too much by government, that goodness would emerge and show up rather than something else. But they also said when they get together in crowds and groups, that goodness can get perverted into oppressive causes that can be harmful. Therefore, we need checks and balances in government to keep that from happening. It's fascinating. But it's a path less taken to decide to see people as good and to live from there. It is a path less taken. It's a path less taken to live from love. You know, the question, love or fear, love or fear, love or fear. Every moment is a question between love or fear. Anything pops in, anything shows up, you go, whoop, what? That's the question, love or fear. Am I going to choose love or choose fear? That's a path less taken, to ask and answer that question. And part of what's wonderful about this amazing system of newness we live in and the unknown is the world out there will show you and tell you what's going on inside, even when you may not be consciously aware of it. You wonder what you're afraid of? See what shows up. You wonder what your limiting beliefs are? Where is the limitation in your life? The world is a mirror to what's happening inside. That's why the really powerful way to change outside is to change what's in here. To choose what brings us joy, what brings us happiness, what brings us freedom, all of those things we desire, or what brings us anything we desire. We choose the feeling and the belief in it and watch it happen out there. It comes to us. It comes with us easily and freely. So I invite you to consider the path less taken or less traveled, whether it looks like the one everyone else is traveling or not, whether it's a path anyone else agrees with or not, and whether you know where it's going. You may not know at all until you take the step, until you move into it, till it shows up. One of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite authors since I was in high school and first read his stuff was Henry David Thoreau. And here's what he said. If one advances confidently in the direction of, I would say, one's dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with success unexpected in common hours. He will meet with success unexpected in common hours. Because it's the natural way of things. It is the new beginning. It is the Easter moment that can happen at any moment. When we choose something different, when we change our minds, when we get a better idea, when something happens and comes forth for us. My other favorite quote in the world. When you come to the end of the light you have known and you step out into the darkness, my faith tells me my foot will either find solid ground or I will fly. I invite you to fly with me. So take a moment. Close your eyes if you choose to. Whatever is needed to turn your attention within. And as you do so, turn within to that consciousness within, to that awareness, that quiet place within you where life just is. And it is with ease and grace and truth. Where that life within you, you feel it, you sense it. You have an awareness of the God within you. Maybe it's just an awareness of yourself. Maybe you only sense it as an awareness of something bigger, more expansive. But reach out with your awareness and allow it to unfold. And now ask yourself, what is a desire that I have left behind or stepped away from? What is the thing I have wanted to be and become? What is that secret hope, that secret wish, that secret thing I've reached for within myself, that love? Perhaps relationship, perhaps ideas. What are those thoughts and feelings that have bubbled up inside of me? Maybe I never told anyone. But I'm willing to let myself know them now. I listen. I imagine somewhere, something, some way I have not yet done, some path perhaps I have not taken, but would like to take if I'm at a crossroads. And so I imagine myself already walking that path. I imagine myself surrounded by the people who support it, surrounded by the love that is all within it. I imagine and see myself guided one step at a time into a brand new way of living. A path of forgiveness, a path of love, a path of awareness of the strength and power of the infinite all around you, all around me. A path guided by the kingdom, queendom of God within me. The very presence. And I know there is within me everything I need, ever would need, ever would want, to provide the full life that I desire. The resources are resources from the infinite. They are available to me as I accept them in faith and I take a step. I feel the joy, the ease, the freedom of Easter, the newness of a new moment, a new idea, a new thought, a new trail, a new path, a new beginning. And I celebrate that new beginning. I celebrate that good idea of my life. I see the goodness of others' lives everywhere I go. And deeply and richly and easily, that goodness in others' lives reflects right back to me, so that my walk each day is a walk of joy and appreciation and love and kindness. It is a path less taken and I choose it. And in the choosing, my life unfolds more richly and freely than ever. I'm grateful for this truth. I'm grateful for this opportunity, for this reality. I know it's the truth and real. I release it now into the consciousness, the knowledge that God is. I let it be, and so it is. The path, let's take them. Your path is a path of joy, of goodness. You know, one of the core things that we talk about often in this teaching and in all of our work is prosperity. It's something people think about and obsess about and perhaps worry about all the time. It is something that we know is built into the very nature of life itself. Prosperous living, prosperous opportunities, prosperous resources are there and always there for us. There's nothing holding it back, nothing stopping it, nothing except our own belief in its lack and limitation and its scarcity. And so I break free from that by changing my behavior and my thought about it. I celebrate prosperity moving through me by giving to those things which matter to me, by taking my resources and sharing them with others, whether that's a resource of attention and love and energy and volunteerism or a resource of money and prosperity in that form. And so places like ours exist thanks to your recognition of the value that we bring to you, of the value that you receive from participating in our calls, in our online work, in the work with our practitioners, with all of those things. And so I invite you to continue to expand your prosperity, to expand that freedom of life by giving generously and freely. You can do that online through our website, cslmidtown.org. It is a place where life, all the resources are there, all the connections to our talks and to the other materials. It's also the place where there's a link for making contributions. So I appreciate you doing that. And if you will join me in our affirmation of prosperity, it is this: I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Thank you. Moving on now to some announcements. We do have a good bit going on around here. We're starting on next week. We continue the theme of stepping into the unknown with the winds of change, I'll be delivering that talk next week, and we'll be thinking about change and the unknown as we come in, because stepping into the unknown, because it's unknown, often does require a great deal of change. On Tuesday, we have our empowerment sessions. That's a session from 12 to 12:30 Eastern Time, Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And it's at the same Zoom link that you came to for this. It's also posted on the website and here on the screen. Please consider joining us. It's a very informal. We chat a bit about what's going on in people's lives. They make requests, and then we join together for affirmative prayer and a bit of meditation. Do all that quickly in 30 minutes. It's a lift. It's a boost. It gives me and everyone there a refocus for the rest of the week. And then on Wednesday nights, we have our Wisdom Wednesdays. We have been working through the process, or a process, of visioning, learning how to do it, and actually doing it. So from 7 to 8, also Eastern Time, please join us if you would like. Same link again, same Zoom. And I will be doing a little teaching and then taking us through a guided meditation, guided visioning process. Because opening to the vision within us is in many ways the the first step and the continuing steps to this wonderful teaching, to this wonderful truth of ourselves on a new path, or a path not yet taken, perhaps, or not taken quite often as we might like. So join us for that time. Also on, let's see, what have we got? We've also got next Sunday. The other thing that happens every Sunday is at 10 o'clock, we have a discussion group regarding Holmes' teachings. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this teaching. It's a speaking opportunity. It's a discussion opportunity, rather, led by our practitioners. And it's a rich and wonderful experience. We have a number of people who gather for that each week. Again, come into the Zoom room, and you can join that and then watch the rest of our broadcast, if you like, at 11, also on Zoom. So I want to thank Barbara for today. That was wonderful. Remind you, we do have practitioners, a number of them, and you can get with those practitioners through the website. You can also contact them if you happen to know them. I suspect if any are on Zoom right now, they will be putting their contact information up in the chat. And reach out. You know, you're not in this alone, and you don't have to walk through any of this path alone. That's part of why we're in this together. It's a we teaching, not an I teaching. Don't have to do it by yourself. You have to do your own changing in consciousness, but not alone, not without the support and help of others. And that's important. Today, following our celebration, we continue this whole idea of building community, building our connections and knowledge with each other. And we do that with our coffee. So get your coffee. Sorry, we can't provide it. Get your coffee, get to the screen, and as soon as this service is over, we will have some discussion, and we will celebrate everybody who has a birthday in April. So this is the time for April birthday celebrations, and to share some ideas and conversation about your path, your less traveled path, and where you are on that. So, and it's a chance to just say hello and connect with each other. So come on in on the Zoom call as soon as this is over, and we will see and hear from you then. So again, thank you for being here with us on this beautiful Easter Sunday morning, and let it be your Easter. Maybe the Easter story is really about you, resurrection into something new and different and better. So join me, if you will, now that we are closing this time together with our affirmation that we do each week. It's an affirmation of life, and it's the truth. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Have a marvelous day and a wonderful week.